John Blake presents The Secret Midwife, written by The Secret Midwife and read by Gloria Sanders. Introduction. I walk into the room and the woman on the bed gives me a hard stare.
Well, you can't be the midwife, she snaps irritably.
I am, I say with a smile. Nice to meet you, I'm Philippa, but you can call me Pippa.
Pippa? Are you even old enough to be a midwife? She goes on, unconvinced.
Okay, deep breath. This one is going to be a little tricky.
I am indeed, I say, picking up the notes on the end of the bed to have a quick scan of where she's at. It's Emily's first baby, she's 4 centimetres dilated, and she seems to be progressing well. So far, so good. Except she hasn't exactly taken to me. I give her what I hope is my most winning smile.
How old are you? I bet you haven't even any children of your own. How can you understand what I'm going through?
I may be young, but I've already delivered tons of babies, so don't worry, you're in good hands. You're going to be just fine. Trust me. The problem is, I'm 20 years old, and she's scared. Quite rightly, it isn't easy, this childbirthing business, but I'm calm, relaxed, and professional. I can't change my age. All I can do is try to change her mind. She doesn't know what I'm capable of yet, but I'm determined to win her round. Emily's husband, Don, is sat at her bedside, nervously clutching a water bottle. I introduce myself and he offers a warm smile. Now I start to take Emily's blood pressure, and she asks me sharply, "What's that for?"
"It's a blood pressure monitor. I'm just going to take a look at your blood pressure."
"Why?"
"Just making sure everything is nice and normal. Not too high, not too low."
"Why?"
"Well, it can make a difference to your labour if your blood pressure is too high. It increases a little during labour, so we'd expect it to be higher, but not too high, or that could place extra stress on your heart and kidneys. But you're absolutely fine, so no need to worry."
Phew, this is like a police interrogation.
"So, this is your first baby, is it? Have you got the baby's room ready?" I ask, quickly changing the conversation as I put Emily on the monitor to see her baby's heartbeat. Emily sighs and rolls her head away from me.
"Yes, it's our first. We're nearly there with the house, but my God, it's been an uphill struggle."
"You can say that again," Don scoffs.
"You see, we bought this lovely old farmhouse in June last year. Beautiful place, my dream location, stunning views. Loads of room for the dogs to run around. We have 3 Labradors. But it needs a lot of work, you know."
I nod and smile. They are obviously very well off. I could never afford a massive house in the country with 3 dogs. But it's good to get her talking while I monitor her baby's heartbeat. It also gives her less time to snap at me, and a little time to find out about her and her interests. She is talking animatedly about her house troubles, and I'm wearing my most interested smile, but to be honest, the heart trace is not great. We usually like to see a nice, uniform but jagged line, kind of like a mountain range with no spaces or big dips. Emily's baby is showing a trace that is far more pronounced than usual. It's not exactly pathological, but it's not comfortably within the normal parameters either. No need to mention it just yet. I don't want to worry her. She is already fairly anxious, and my job is to make her feel relaxed and comfortable, not to add to her worries. Now Emily closes her eyes and grits her teeth as a contraction comes on.
"Hand! Hand!"
she puffs, and Don gives his hand for her to squeeze. She grabs the Entonox, and I note that so far she's only had gas and air, which is great. It means she's coping well with the pain, and that's a relief, because with a trace like this, I certainly wouldn't give her anything stronger.
"That's right. Nice big breaths," I whisper. "You're doing really well, Emily."
For a few seconds, there is silence in the room as Emily screws up her face and braces herself against the wave of pain that rolls over her. A distant wail down the corridor reminds me that we have 4 other birthing women on the ward tonight. I watch the second hand of my fob watch to count the length of her contraction. Then I see her whole body unclenching as the pain passes, and without seeming to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?